A second day of testimony at the first Trump trial. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, but his lawyer, Will Scharf, insists to Fox.
This is a show trial. President Trump did absolutely nothing wrong, and we firmly believe that the evidence is going to bear that out in court in the coming weeks.
The former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker will take the witness stand again, testifying about paying for and killing negative Trump stories before the 2016 election. The former president is charged with falsifying records and payments to keep one alleged affair quiet, but Fox's Eric Sean reports from outside the New York court.
Before we hear testimony resuming in the trial today, there will be that hearing held on the 10 violations that District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office says Trump violated by attacking witnesses and court staff. The former president could be fined $1,000 for each one, and the penalty could be up to 1 month in jail. Though no one seriously thinks the judge will lock him up.
As anti-Israel protests continue at college campuses from California to Michigan to New York, President Biden says,
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
At NYU, demonstrators chanted shame as police arrested dozens in New York City. Fox's Alexis McAdams is at Columbia, where students fearing for their safety are being allowed to take classes remotely.
As those protests continue, and there's more tents set up here right behind me on this campus, there are very powerful alumni, like the owner of the New England Patriots, Bob Kraft, who say they're going to pull their money out of this university.
We can't have this intimidation that's filtering through all these colleges and the hate.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help finding whoever shot and wounded a deputy who was sitting on a motorcycle yesterday afternoon. He is stable now. Police in Chicago are looking for a cop killer, releasing surveillance video of a person of interest in Sunday's shooting that left a police officer dead. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Well, former President Trump gets ready to go back to court in New York for his first criminal trial. There's an update in another indictment, the classified documents criminal case. Grand jury testimony has been released.
The documents show that according to the testimony, a Trump associate told the FBI that the former president was warned to return records to the National Archives. They also indicate the associate approached the former president at Mar-a-Lago, telling him to let them come here and get everything and to not give them a noble reason to indict you because they will. The summary of the associate's interview with the FBI was among 400 pages of investigative records that were unsealed by the judge overseeing the case. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
The Supreme Court will hold a hearing Thursday in another Trump case, considering the former president's claim that he should be immune from prosecution for acts taken while he was in office, a challenge that's delayed the Trump trial and the federal case related to his attempts to overturn the 2020 election. Today, the Supreme Court considers two cases. One was brewed up by Starbucks.
A non-citizen's immigration claim will be before the Supreme Court. The man involved has been in Mexico separate from his wife for 9 years, but was denied a visa due to having tattoos that caused suspicion that he was affiliated with the MS-13 gang, which he denies. The court will also hear arguments over claims Starbucks illegally fired pro-union workers. Union reps claim the company interfered with workers in Memphis who tried to unionize. The case could prove as a test for how the conservative-leaning court rules on labor and union-related issues. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising the day after big gains. In the NBA playoffs last night, Denver beat the LA Lakers on a last-second shot. The Nuggets take a 2-0 series lead. New York rallied past Philadelphia. Cleveland topped Orlando. So the Knicks and the Cavaliers are also up 2-0 in their series. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.